before we get to the sack record, which I'm going to talk a lot about, just as far as the day itself, you guys won the game, you did your part. How disappointing was it that you're not playing next week?
I think it's very disappointing. That's what you base your season off of. You want to you played the game to win the championship, so we fell short and it hurt.
Not talking about the record. talk about being one of 10 men in the history of this game.
It hasn't hit me yet. I'm still disappointed. We're not going to the playoffs, so I think that hurt more than anything. It's a team game, so it means a lot one day, but today I'm more disappointed. We're going home next week instead of playing for the big thing. So, like I said, it hasn't set in on me yet. I'm still heartbroken. We worked hard. And I know this was a good team. I feel like every game we lost, we gave it away. We wasn't just beat. So when you look back on the season like that, I think about the games you should have won and supposed to win, I think it hurt more than anything.
Thank you. At the end, you were dropping into coverage a little bit, and I think there were a couple other times you weren't really going after him. Were you aware of the record? Did you not?
I was doing what the coaches called. It was some plays I knew. I was hoping I can let the other guys get there because I had like at least 2-3 guys on me, so yeah. It was chipping the whole time. And it was the last couple plays, the play he called was for me to drop. So it's a team game. Whatever coach tell me to do, I'm doing it.
How fitting was it that the record, the one that you broke the record, you got the fumble too? I mean, that's what Derek was known for. It was not just getting sacks, but causing fumbles. How important was that to you? Was it fitting that that's how it...
I honestly didn't pay attention to that. I was down there trying to scrap for the ball. This game, I wanted to win. I just felt like everything was going to work out in our favor. And if we win this game, we was going to be in the playoffs. So that's what I was fighting for.
Do you go into a game thinking you can get X number of sacks?
I always said my goal is high. That's what you're supposed to do. If you fall short, you got to continue next week. So I know at the beginning of the game, everybody was saying 2. I told everybody I want 5. So if I come out and have a good game like that, it's a good chance we're gonna win. So that's why I always set my goals high.
Have you had the opportunity to study Derek Tate, Derek on tape? And if you have you learned anything from watching?
I watched some of his highlights, not really just sit there and study him. The game has changed a lot since he was played until now, but he was a great pass rusher.
Phillip Rivers just said that you're one of those guys that has a knack for getting a sack. What's that mean? Where does this knack come from, do you think?
I think it's come from preparation, just studying your guys. Tama taught me how to study my guy, how to beat him. So once you learn how to beat a tackle, you just figure out his weakness and attack his weakness.
Good? No? Got to ask the million-dollar question. What are your thoughts as far as coming back to the Chiefs or just this your last game under contract? Just where do you see things?
I haven't even thought about that. Like I said, I'm still heartbroken about not going to the playoffs. That's what I set my goals on, man. The individual records, it'll mean something when I'm done playing, but it's a team game. There's nothing more important than putting that ring on your finger. So that's what I play this game for. So I guess in the next couple of weeks it'll hit me, but right now I'm still disappointed we're not playing next week.
All right, thank you. Chase should be right.